two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Friday, May 28th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's sunny and 74 degrees downtown.
A crash causing delays on southbound I-15 in Midvale. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top local story this half hour, a UTA rapid bus transit line could be coming to the point of the mountain. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
Transportation officials say the point of the mountain is one of the fastest growing areas in the entire state. As a result, they're hoping to decrease congestion and heavy traffic. Patty Garver with UTA says the goal of this bus line would be to connect Front Runner Draper to Lehigh Front Runner.
It heads across the Point development area up and over I-15 to the east. UTA has a right-of-way that runs along the east side of I-15, which this bus rapid transit system would travel in.
The Lehigh City Council passed a resolution earlier this week supporting the project, while the Draper City Council is set to consider something similar next week. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
37 million Americans are expected to travel more than 50 miles this weekend. ABC's Jim Ryan says that's a 60% increase over last year.
The vast majority of those taking a trip this weekend are doing so by car. For those traveling by air, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas has a reminder. Facial coverings are still required inside airports and on board commercial aircraft.
We are getting out of the COVID-19 pandemic because of a concerted federal effort, and we need to stay strong and really put this behind us.
He says the mask mandate will remain in place until after Labor Day, mid-September at the earliest. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Troopers are focusing on specific areas of the state this weekend as they enforce Utah's laws. Major Jeff Nyber says there have been 99 deadly crashes so far this year, compared to 80 at this time last year.
Looking at the numbers, I'm really kind of nervous because we're up almost 20 fatalities to where we are last year, and we haven't even started the 100 deadliest days of summer.
He says the motor squad has already pulled a lot of cars over on I-15 through Juab and Millard counties. They are also looking for speeding, impaired, drowsy, or distracted drivers, and say, please buckle up. KSL's top national stories this half hour from ABC News. A tense day in Washington, the push for an independent review of the January 6th rioting came to a halt in the Senate. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer voiced his outrage on the Senate floor.
We all know what's going on here. Senate Republicans chose to defend the big lie because they believe anything that might upset Donald Trump could hurt them politically.
The bill fell short of the 60 votes needed. Six Republican senators did vote in favor, including Utah Senator Mitt Romney. But 11 senators missed the vote completely. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke on the Senate floor yesterday, saying there's no new fact of that day for a commission to uncover. He's also said it would not promote healing. Other national stories KSL is following this half hour. The U.S. will continue to help its allies protect themselves as troops move out of Afghanistan. U.S. Commander of Central Command, General Kenneth McKenzie, visited Saudi Arabia 5 days ago to hear from officials concerned about possible attacks from Iran.
One of the main purposes of General McKenzie's trip here was to reassure any kind of rejiggering in forces that the main priority will still be the Middle East for the United States and that they will have their back.
That is ABC's Louis Martinez. A federal judge in New York will appoint a special master to review the materials taken from Rudy Giuliani's home office last month. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
The FBI seized 18 electronic devices from Rudy Giuliani's home and office as part of an investigation into his lobbying and business activities. It is separate from the investigation across the river in Brooklyn that the New York Times reports involves whether current and former Ukrainian officials attempted to interfere in the U.S. election by using Giuliani to spread disinformation about Joe Biden. The special master will review whether anything seized is subject to the attorney-client privilege. The judge said it was to ensure the perception of fairness. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
New details today out of San Jose, California, about a gunman who killed 9 co-workers at a rail yard earlier this week.
Samuel Cassidy was detained in 2016 by border officials after a trip to the Philippines. He was carrying books about terrorism and fear and manifestos, as well as a black memo book filled with lots of notes about how he hates the VTA. That's the Valley Transportation Authority, where he worked. The sheriff's department here now saying their investigation has shown he's been a disgruntled employee for many years.
That is ABC's Kaylee Hartung reporting. It'll be easier to experience the nightlife in downtown Salt Lake City this summer. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has more about Salt Lake City open streets.
Salt Lake City's Main Street is open and alive Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Main Street from 4th South to South Temple will be closed to car traffic, but Dee Brewer with the Downtown Alliance says it'll be open to everyone else.
We're opening the street to pedestrians. We're opening the street to entertainment.
Restaurants will be able to expand outdoor seating onto sidewalks as well. There will be live music and other performances at Exchange Place, Gallivan Plaza, and the steps of the Eccles Theater. The city tried this idea last fall, and Brewer says it was a resounding success.
Some of these businesses saw a 30% spike in business.
You can take tracks to get down there, or you can park in one of the tens of thousands of parking spots in the city. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, stay out of Camp Williams for trespassers who don't stay out. It could end badly. And a look at your noontime drive.
Crews have wrapped up a crash on southbound I-15 at 7200 South, but we still have backups into Murray. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
Steer clear of the Memorial Day backups. Get special triple team traffic updates starting at noon, both Thursday and Friday. It's on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion. News.
Hey, Scott and Alex here. Look, losing weight is the biggest challenge I've had in my life. I've lost it. I've gained it. I've lost it. I've gained it. And that's where I've been right now. And fortunately for me and Alex, we've been able to be introduced to this company called Soda, state-of-the-art weight loss. And they have an amazing program. It's easy to follow. And it works. We've been doing it for a little while here. I've lost 25 pounds in 3 weeks. And it's that good weight loss, you know, that fat weight you want to get rid of. But it's not just losing it. It's also maintaining it once you get there. You talk to a specialist who helps you out. The food's easy to prepare. And you know what? It even tastes good.
Scott said he lost 25 pounds in his first month. I'm at 18 right now here in the first little while. So we're really having the results. And you can too. You just have to follow these very specific things that are pared down for you. And so Soda is going to help you. S-O-T-A is how you spell it. State-of-the-art weight loss. SodaWeightLoss.com. If you want to get that help, just go read all the Google reviews there. SodaWeightLoss.com.
If you're like a lot of people, you probably don't have a furnace and air conditioner replacement fund. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and sometimes these things can break down without much warning. Any Hour Services understands that the last thing running through people's mind is, I hope my furnace or air conditioner goes out today. That's why we have many different financing options available, from 0% interest to low monthly payments. It's about convenience and helping you take care of making sure your home is comfortable for your family. We have lots of equipment for less than $50 a month, and even some high-efficiency equipment. Plus, Any Hour Services has some great deals going on right now, and when you couple those savings with being able to get a new system at a low monthly payment, it really helps to take the sting out of a surprise breakdown. If you're a homeowner in the market for a new furnace or air conditioner and want to know more about financing options, call Any Hour Services and we'll send one of our HVAC supervisors to your home to help you design a system that will efficiently keep your home comfortable the way you would expect it to. Call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7600. That's 801-443-7600. Any Hour Services.
Utelite's new Soil Builder Max is nutrient-rich compost, guaranteed to improve, replenish, build, and it'll bust clay in the competition. Use it in your yard. Available at your local garden center.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News. Recapping our top local story this half hour, a new rapid transit bus could be coming to the point of the mountain. The goal would be to decrease congestion. KSL News Time, 1208. Microsoft says SolarWinds hackers have once again attacked the U.S. and other countries. Here's ABC's Inez de la Quatera.
Microsoft reporting it detected a new intrusion and that it believes the same hackers from the Russian military behind the earlier SolarWinds hack are responsible. Microsoft claiming the State Department's International Aid Agency email system was targeted in order to spy on human rights groups and other critics of Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin denied the allegations, calling them abstract. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Southern Utah University says it has a student housing shortage. President Scott Wyatt blames an increase of people moving to Cedar City and a lack of inventory. The university says it faced a similar issue in 2015, but the community stepped up and found more than 900 beds within a year. Wyatt isn't sure that that will happen this time due to the pandemic. The Utah National Guard says people are trespassing near Camp Williams' southern gate. It's fenced off, but people say they still see others on the other side of the fence. Major Jared Sorensen says it could land you in a dangerous situation.
We prepare service members for a variety of missions, both domestic operations and other missions. So we want to make sure that people understand that there's live fire going on, that there is unexploded ordnance.
Now, if the threat of explosions isn't enough, Sorensen also says they typically call the police if they find someone behind that closed fence. Let's get a look at Triple Team traffic for your holiday weekend. How are we starting, Ricky?
We are a little bit bumpy with some residual delays on southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County. Now, the crashes that we've had, southbound I-15 in Midvale on the way to 90th South, those have all been cleared. But it's still heavy and slow from just before 5300 South down to 72nd. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are in good shape. A crash involving a motorcycle or bike, and it is with injuries in South Salt Lake, 3600 South at 300 East. Michelle? Len?
My apologies for that, Ricky. We'll have to check in with them next time. And let's take a look at the forecast now.
Temperatures are climbing quickly today. Lots of sunshine, 82 degrees this afternoon. Then this evening, down to 54 degrees under partly cloudy skies. For your Saturday, a weak cold front moves in to bring in temperatures that are back to the upper 70s. So a minor cool down, partly sunny. And then Sunday, sunshine 81, Memorial Day 83. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
And right now, 74 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
Missing teeth and dentures come with all kinds of inconveniences. There's pain and discomfort from ill-fitting appliances, the messy glue, and an occasional embarrassing moment that you really don't need. All that can be fixed in one day at Stubbs Dental. In one day, you can toss your dentures and have a full set of functioning, permanent teeth that will take your life, your health, and your smile to a whole new place. Feel confident and love your smile once again. Stubbs Dental is Utah's leader in implant dentistry with an expert team of doctors and oral surgeons. And right now, get 20% off your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and a complimentary no-obligation consultation. Stubbs Dental will change your life permanently. To find out more about your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and locations, visit StubbsDental.com or call 385-337-4936. That's 385-337-4936.
If one person can be pushed down, we can all be pushed down. And often the viewers I hear from tell me the KSL investigators are their last chance to try and push back. Problems are one thing, but solutions are often quite another. Still, our goal with every story is to give voice to those who feel they don't have a voice, to use every angle we can to bring justice, to help people, and to inform. Because when you shine a light, problems get solved. You ask. KSL investigates.
Have you heard? TSA is offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus. They're currently hiring transportation security officers at Salt Lake International Airport. No previous security experience required. Pay starts at $16.51 per hour. You'll get great benefits, paid on-the-job training, and a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Learn more at TSA's virtual recruiting event on June 2nd at 3 p.m. Text SLC to 95495 to register. That's SLC to 95495. U.S. citizenship
if required. Some conditions apply.
Don't miss the sizzling summer sales event at Volkswagen Southtown. Every new and used car purchase gets you a road trip getaway, including hotel stay, gas card, and dining, so you can take your family on that vacation you've been missing. I know you love traveling around as much as I do. Come in and get a new or used car at Volkswagen Southtown and head out on a summer road trip. Or choose as low as 0% for up to 6 years on new cars, or get as low as 0.9 on used cars. The weather is warming up and the deals have never been hotter. And have you seen our new electric Volkswagen ID.4 SUV? It's fast, powerful, and a fraction of the cost of other electric vehicles. Build and reserve yours today on our website with only a $100 deposit, or come check it out at Volkswagen Southtown. We have an incredible selection of cars, trucks, SUVs, and all makes and models. Get to Volkswagen Southtown during the sizzling summer sales event and get ready for your summer road trip. Visit VWSouthtown.com for details.
Financing through VCI OAC. See dealer for details.
Shop Utah's number one Volkswagen dealer at VWSouthtown.com. KSL Newstime 1215. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A UTA rapid bus transit line could be coming to the point of the mountain, which transportation officials say is one of the fastest growing areas in the entire state. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, the bill to create an independent review of the January 6th attack on Capitol Hill is dead in the Senate. It fell short of the 60 votes needed to move forward. Six Republican senators did vote in favor, including Utah Senator Mitt Romney. Third, Triple Team Memorial Day weekend traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, for those who are headed southbound I-15, still a little bit of leftover heavy and slow traffic from 5300 to 7200 south. Northbound I-15 in Davis County, a little bogged down as you're going through Layton. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures are climbing quickly today. Expect sunshine and a high of 82. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
And we've jumped up to 76 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senators are leaving Washington for the holiday recess after voting down a motion to consider a bill on creating a January 6th commission.
Only six Republicans voted with Democrats to move ahead with a bipartisan commission, short of the 10 needed to move ahead. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer shortly after the vote.
Shame on the Republican Party for trying to sweep the horrors of that day under the rug because they're afraid of Donald Trump.
Adding,
Senate Republicans chose to defend the big lie because they believe anything that might upset Donald Trump could hurt them politically.
Some GOP senators have said a bipartisan commission inquiry into the January 6th attack would be redundant to other investigations currently ongoing, although those have a narrower scope. Faith Abube, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden at Joint Base Langley-Eustis this hour, meeting with members of the military ahead of Memorial Day. Earlier, the president made a stop at a rock climbing facility in Alexandria, taking a victory lap on the vaccination efforts across the U.S. 51% of Americans, he says, now fully vaccinated.
Deaths have dropped by over 85%. Tens of thousands of moms and dads, grandpops and grandmoms, brothers, sisters, neighbors, friends are still with us today who would otherwise have been lost.
The president says there are 5 weeks left to reach the 4th of July target he set to have 70% of Americans with at least one shot. The Biden administration also unveiling the president's spending wish list for Congress. The $6 trillion budget proposal incorporates his infrastructure and families plan.
What an administration releases at this time of year is not what is signed into law. Congress considers the proposal, but lawmakers have the so-called power of the purse and approve how federal money is spent. A White House official tells ABC the president's budget aims to grow the economy and create jobs, a key element, raising taxes on the wealthiest Americans and big corporations.
ABC's Karen Travers, you're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
Memorial Day 2021.
In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Memorial Day weekend is here and people are itching to get out of the house and travel. But with the rising gas prices, ABC's Elwin Lopez warns you may have to shell out more dough than you'd like.
More than 34 million people are expected to hit the roads this weekend. That is more than double than this time last year, and they are already heading out this morning. Experts say across the country this weekend, you can expect travel to take at least 20% longer than normal. That is according to a company that tracks mobility analytics. The national average is 3 $3.04 a gallon. That is compared to $1.96 a year ago. And here in Atlanta, it is $2.97. That is nearly 30 cents more than this time last month and $1.26 more per gallon than this time last year. Now, experts say that is in part because oil production is not back to pre-pandemic levels in the same way that traffic is. And of course, the pipeline shutdown and subsequent runs on gas stations didn't help much either.
Utahns are paying an average of $3.35 per gallon right now. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date with Triple Team traffic coverage, beginning with Ricky Meese.
Well, for those in Salt Lake County, your freeways not too bad, except for southbound I-15, where it remains a little heavy and slow from earlier accidents. The crashes have cleared, but it's a little bogged down as you're going between 5300 and 90th South. A good day for travel if you're trying to reach Jordan L or Rockport. Roads up to those are in good shape. We still have cleanup of an earlier crash with possible injuries. 3600 South at 3rd East. Michelle?
We have a crash in Twilla. This is northbound Main Street at 300 South. It's affecting the right lane. For drivers on 5600 West, a little busy there. This is between I-80, 3500 Southwest Valley. And for drivers in Utah County, I-15 looking good. Glenn?
Michelle, in Davis, Weber counties and on to Box Elder and Cache counties, your trek out is looking pretty good, but a swath of slower traffic developing northbound I-15 between Layton Parkway and Hillfield Road, and again past S-193 on the south end of the base. Traffic handling the construction on Highway 89 right now, and South Ogden, though, traffic slowing southbound from the South Ogden Nature Center to I-84. The nationally recognized team of experts at the Moran Eye Center gives you vision care you deserve, from eye exams to specialized treatment, 11 locations, moraneyecenter.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's check in with Kristen Van Dyke and get the very latest for your Memorial Day weekend forecast. This is the 7-day forecast.
7-day forecast keeps us warm and dry. 82 this afternoon, down to 54 tonight. Tomorrow, more cloud cover, back to 78, and then we're up to 81 Sunday with partly cloudy skies. Guys, Memorial Day, partly to mostly sunny in 83. By Wednesday, we're in the 90s for highs with mostly sunny skies. And by Thursday, we're in the mid-90s with lows in the 60s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
And the markets are in positive territory. We'll check your money news coming up next. KSL News Time, 1221.
Convenience. It means so much to so many different people. But as someone who likes to play in the garden, convenience still means you go to the big box store and buy the best quality garden soil, compost, or mulch, and then someone conveniently loads it into your car. You take it home, and then you have to conveniently unload it and then clean up your car or truck. Sound about right? No. Convenience is when you get on the phone with a dirt bag and place your order for Garden Soil Plus, compost, or mulch, and then they deliver it right to your driveway. Convenience is a one-cubic yard sealable bag so you can use it when you want to, one shovel at a time, or a truckload in bulk delivered right to you. From Garden Soil Plus to compost to mulch, wood chips, or cobble, convenience is thedirtbag.com. Just get online and then conveniently get in the garden with the one dirt bag you'll love, thedirtbag.com, thedirtbag.com.
Owning a business comes with pressure. There's a limit to what I can do and still keep employees engaged. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR experience to work to help me with hiring, training, HR administration, and compliance, while giving my employees competitive benefit options. And because I'm able to focus on other priorities, my employees can thrive and my business can grow. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
What does more friendly mean? It means trusting us to fix any plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical issue. Friendly means more for your money. Right now, get a friendly air conditioner tune-up for just $33. Or get $2,500 off a new AC system with installation. Call 833-33-FRIENDLY or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. The world could use more friendly.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Donate today with ARUP Blood Services. Give local. Save local. Open 7 days a week. Donate blood or platelets at either of their two convenient donor centers. Visit utahblood.org.
KSL News Time 1224. Shoppers may find some products in short supply this summer, and now that list includes air conditioners.
There's an increase in demand for air conditioner units that goes beyond seasonal spikes, and experts say it's causing a shortage. Also in short supply, bicycles. One shop owner says basic bikes are on a 30 to 45 day back order, with higher end models taking as much as 6 months to arrive. And there may be fewer fireworks in the sky this summer. Distributors say shipping issues from China are likely to cause a firework shortage in the weeks to come.
ABC's Rena Roy reporting. Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union, love where you bank. A university in Florida is adding a new major in veterans studies. The four-year degree is targeted at understanding veterans' experiences. KSL Drives, Rolls-Royce has a new offer. They will build the car of your dreams. A new program will build custom cars for people with whatever they want. The only catch is it's going to cost you millions, and you may have to wait in line. The company will only take one custom order a year. Sony says more women are buying PlayStations. The company tells investors that 41% of PlayStations are owned by women and girls. That's up from just 18% in the 90s. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 105 points, sitting at 34,570. S&P 500 up by 11. The NASDAQ up by 48 points. A job offer for anyone willing to play video games for 21 hours. Wow, that's a long time. FrontierBundles.com, which sells internet and phone service, is looking for a pair of friends to play Nintendo Switch online for a 21-hour marathon. They'll even pay $2,000, give free snacks to the gamers. The company says they want to see if people play better with a friend alongside for the action. We're going to take a look at Triple Team traffic coverage for your holiday drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1226.
Your mornings may look like this.
You ask Alexa to play KSL News Radio for news with Tim and Amanda.
Good morning.
Then you run errands listening to Dave and Dujanovic in the car.
Your afternoons may look like this.
You stream KSL on your computer to catch Boyd Matheson and then Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
My Minute of News.
Everyone's days look different these days.
But KSL News Radio, well, we're still your all-day companion for news.
For news.
Are you giving your ankles a bath while showering? Is the drain not keeping up with the shower head? A quick call to Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST for our $55 drain cleaning special will stop that. Any drain unplugged for just $55. Drains are supposed to be self-scouring. Water should go down the drain fast enough to wash the pipe clean as it goes. Low spots, breaks, or separations in the pipe prevent drains from self-scouring. Our high-definition color underwater cameras locate these problems in all their vivid detail, and our high-tech line locating equipment pinpoints the exact location and depth. Our pipe bursting and pipe lining equipment make trenchless repairs easy and affordable. I guess that makes us sewer scientists. Call Whipple Service Champions for our $55 drain cleaning special at 801-444-FAST.
They come plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain. And you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. so millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Triple Team traffic coverage to make sure that you can get where you're going this holiday weekend. Let's begin with Ricky Meese.
Well, we do have a new accident in Tooele County. It's northbound SR 36 Main Street at about 300 South, blocking a right lane of traffic. Salt Lake County freeways, not too bad. No accidents, just a little leftover heavy and slow traffic southbound I-15 from the South Interchange to 90th South. Michelle?
Well, I-15 looking good through most of Utah County. We do have a slowdown, though, southbound Payson into Spring Lake, and also backups for drivers up on Main Street Heber. Can expect some slowdowns there. Len?
In Davis, Weber counties, it's looking pretty good right now, but we do have some slower traffic. It's starting to get a little slower between Layton Parkway up to Antelope Drive and in South Ogden, Riverdale Road getting stacked up from 40th Street to I-84. With IFA's Weed and Feed, you'll grow strong, healthy, dark green turf without a weed in sight. It's the ultimate lawn owner power move. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the latest on your forecast. Here's Kristen Van Dyke.
The warm, dry trend continues. Mostly sunny skies today with a high of 82. And tonight, a mild wind, partly cloudy with a low of 54. Weak cold front moves in for your Saturday. That brings highs back to the upper 70s with more clouds around, but we stay dry. 81 for Sunday and then 83 in sunshine for Memorial Day. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30. I'm Maria Chaleo. It's a beautiful 76 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top stories this hour. Economists are expecting a massive surge in spending for the rest of this year. They're expecting to see 4 years' worth of spending over the next three quarters, especially in the leisure industry. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Economists with Wells Fargo say some key categories of spending have already recovered from the pandemic. This includes things like housing, but they say all that's left to open now is the, quote, fun stuff. Their report shows consumers are flush with cash, and every time they've had a chance to spend money, they have. They're predicting the amount of money we spend on services will be $700 billion more in the last 9 months of the year than it was in the first three.
Economists say two rounds of stimulus checks were given in the first quarter of this year, and not all of that money has been spent yet. Utah Highway Patrol troopers are already stopping a lot of cars getting out of town, and they have extra shifts this weekend to try to remind people to drive more safely. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has the latest.
We want you to enjoy every minute.
Major Jeff Nyberg says this video from the Utah Department of Public Safety shows their hope that families can be safe this weekend as troopers and officers work to keep them safe.
We are out there enforcing a lot this weekend. We have a lot of shifts that are out there this weekend and will be very visible and present.
The Highway Patrol is concerned about an increase already this year in deadly crashes, and we haven't even begun what they'd call the 100 deadliest days between Memorial Day and Labor Day. Two places of extra scrutiny, I-15 through Juab and Millard counties, and in Box Elder County at the Perry Port. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
UDOT is testing a new pilot program to help improve road conditions. The program uses artificial intelligence with dash cam footage to detect fading lines and potholes. John Gleason with UDOT says this could help them find various problems in the roads quickly.
Meaning that if there's a sign that's been knocked down, if there's a pothole, if there's guardrail that's been crashed into, we know if we need to repair or replace anything in our transportation.
The program will last 6 months, will cover about 350 square miles in Salt Lake County. KSL's top national stories this half hour. The Biden administration is set to roll out a massive budget proposal today. ABC's Karen Travers has the latest from Washington.
President Biden's expected to release a $6 trillion budget proposal Friday, which incorporates his infrastructure and families plans. It's important to note White House budget proposals are just that, a proposal, a wish list of policy priorities with dollar amounts attached. What an administration releases at this time of year is not what is signed into law. Congress considers the proposal, but lawmakers have the so-called power of the purse and approve how federal money is spent. A White House official tells ABC the president's budget aims to grow the economy and create jobs. A key element, raising taxes on the wealthiest Americans and big corporations. Karen Travers, ABC News. Washington.
The Department of Homeland Security says families who arrive at the U.S. southern border can now expect a faster decision on their immigration. ABC's Faith Abube reports.
The DHS and DOJ announced Friday that a new dedicated docket process will mean a significant drop in the time it takes for asylum cases to go through the court process. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas praised the change as more orderly, efficient, and fair, and says it'll allow migrant families to get a decision on their applications within 300 days of their initial hearing and avoid years of case backlogs. The change applies to migrant families detained at the border on or after Friday, May 28th. Faith Abube, ABC News, Washington.
Other national stories KSL is following. An historic day at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. Vice President Harris this morning became the first woman in the Academy's almost 175-year history to deliver its commencement speech.
We are now entering the next era. A new age, a new epoch, with its own tests, with its own challenges, and with its own opportunities.
President Biden delivered the commencement address at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy last week. The president is traveling through Virginia today. Earlier this morning, he congratulated Governor Ralph Northam for the progress made against COVID.
I set an ambitious goal of getting 70% of adult Americans at least one shot by July the 4th. Today, just over a month to go, we're at 62%.
The president is also speaking in Hampton, Virginia, to troops ahead of Memorial Day weekend. Coming up on KSL, should we be careful when we wish what we wish for when it comes to Silicon Slopes? Boyd Matheson will explain, plus a look at your noontime drive.
If you're headed out of town on southbound I-15 traveling through Utah County, some heavy and slow traffic waiting for you in Payson and a crash downtown. This is at 8 South and 6th West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
A challenge each afternoon. Liz Cheney, Elise Stefanik to think again.
Our focus on principles and policy
have been abandoned.
And we are focusing on personalities and politicians.
Join and expanded inside sources from 1 to 3.
This afternoon,
tell Alexa,
play KSL News Radio.
Protect yourself and your loved ones with a free COVID-19 vaccination. Vaccinations are available for all Utahns ages 12 and older through NOMI health sites throughout the state. Register at getmyshot.utah.gov. That's getmyshot.utah.gov or call 801-704-5911. That's 801-704-5911 now. Appointments and walk-ups are available. The NOMI Health Team is working tirelessly to ensure access to the vaccine to get us all back to life as we knew it. Don't wait.
Jess's 30-minute bike boot camp? I guess it's that kind of day.
Are you ready for a total body workout, Peloton fam?
I am.
We'll start the class on the bike and then move to the floor. Let's get it.
With Peloton instructors right in your home?
Are you feeling it yet? Let's keep pushing for 5.
You have four. Motivation that's ready when you are.
Clip off that bike and meet me on the mat for lunges.
I got this.
You showed up today, Peloton. Who's feeling sweaty and strong?
Definitely me.
Tap into your motivation at onepeloton.com.
Like it or not, we have a new administration and changes are coming. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and one of Biden's key advisors is recommending an estate tax of 40%. You heard me right, 40%. Estate tax is a double tax, and if you're not prepared, your loved ones could be paying an additional 40% to the government. If you have investments or equity and you would rather it go to your spouse or kids instead of the government's pet projects, contact us today. Trajan Wealth is one of the few companies in the country to have financial planning and estate planning under one roof. Avoid paying 40% or more for estate tax. Most financial advisors are not qualified to help handle your estate at death. Trajan Wealth is. 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Estate planning services offered through Trajan Estate, LLC. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story. Economists say America is ready to spend. They are expecting a massive surge this year, mostly in the leisure industry. KSL News Time, 12:37. Should we be careful what we wish for? Utahns have long hoped to become the next Silicon Slopes, but maybe we should hit the brakes. Joining me live in studio is Boyd Matheson, and why? Why should we hit the brakes?
Really interesting. So if you look at Silicon Valley in California, of course, it's long been known as the place for technology and great entrepreneurs and business people. But over the years, it has really gotten bogged down with very high taxes, a lot of regulation, which is why a lot of companies are leaving. Of course, you had a housing market where even people who were making big, big money in Silicon Valley were not able to afford any housing, traffic, and all of those kinds of problems. So we do want to be very careful about what we wish for. Because I don't think we want to be Silicon Valley. I think we want Silicon Slopes to be something better and something different.
So how do we make sure that it is that? That's the question.
That's right. That is the ultimate question. And I think the challenge, I think the legislature's done some good things. The governor's done some good things in terms of making sure we're creating the right environment. One of the things that's really interesting, and we're going to talk to Derek Miller from the Chamber of Commerce about this because it's kind of a think again, be careful what you wish for. But I think one of the things we have to be careful of is we create a lot of one-off stories, kind of that entrepreneur done good, or we very much personality driven, and that creates a very different kind of community. People who come in as part of Silicon Slopes are going to have, you know, their experience, their background, and we want them to come. We want them to help build our communities. We don't necessarily want them to bring the policies and the things from Silicon Valley here to Utah because we think we can do it a little bit better.
I know we already have heavy traffic. So when we mention more people and more cars right now, there are people out in their cars kind of screaming.
That's right. That's right. That's part of that. Be careful what we wish for. We got to make sure we do it strategic. Got to make sure we do it smart.
All right. Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, coming your way from 1 to 3 right here on KSL News Radio. We do have triple team traffic for your holiday drive. Ricky Meese is starting us out in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, right now, Salt Lake County Freeway is seeing lighter traffic and decent speeds. We do have some heavy and slow traffic. This is going to be eastbound on I-80 as you're approaching the 201 Junction. Also a crash in Tooele County, northbound Main Street, SR-36 at 300 South in Tooele, blocking a right lane. Michelle?
On I-15 until you're hitting Payson, then you're going to see some slowdowns into Spring Lake for drivers on Main Street, Heber City. That's also pretty backed up as well. Len?
And for those who are headed northbound on I-15, going through Davis County, traffic filling in and slowing down Layton and Clearfield for downtown drivers. You do want to watch for an accident at 800 South and 600 West. Your home has been your sanctuary. This spring, brighten your landscape with bedding plants from Olson's Greenhouse. Find Olson's flowers at Home Depot, Costco, and Walmart to brighten your world this spring. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the forecast with Kristen Van Dyke.
Mostly sunny skies become partly cloudy this evening, but still very warm today with a high of 82, then down to 54 tonight. A weak cold front moves over our area overnight, and that will bring partly sunny skies for Saturday with a high of 78. Then it's back to 81 and sunshine Sunday, 83 for your Memorial Day. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
And it's just a beautiful day, 76 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, a grove for healing in Utah County. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has this week's Heart of Utah. It's up next on KSL News Radio.
The VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System salutes VA nurses. Their strength and dedication are unparalleled at a time we need them most. Hi, this is Jill Atwood, Director of Communications for the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System. In this week's Upholding Valor, we celebrate our nurses and encourage veterans to defend their nation once again and get the COVID-19 vaccine. The last year has tried and tested our VA nurses, but their commitment to veterans has never wavered. In addition to caring for veterans, their goal is to increase COVID vaccine confidence. To hear more from VA nurses in the trenches, get the Upholding Valor podcast by texting VETERANS to 57500 or go to kslpodcast.com.
American United Federal Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System for Upholding Valor, and always strives to be the difference that makes a difference in veterans' lives. Visit amucu.org/upholdingvalor to learn more.
Hi, Doug Wright, and I want to talk to the folks out there who have been thinking about buying an IntelliBed. And maybe you've even been in the stores and you've looked at the IntelliBed and you're just that close. This is the time. If you're looking for the IntelliBed, the best bed you can buy, the bed that we have loved in our home now for not just years but decades, the Memorial Day sale is underway right now in your IntelliBed stores. And here's what you get. A free state-of-the-art adjustable base. Now, that's a value up to $2,000. That comes absolutely free with the purchase of an IntelliBed Signature Collection King or Queen mattress. You know you've been wanting an IntelliBed. It's the gel matrix that makes all the difference. The only bed that is both firm and soft. This is the time. Get into your IntelliBed store, Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, Riverdale, Logan, and of course you can also call and talk to one of their sleep specialists at 888-435-2339.
The sun is hanging in the sky ready to set. Blankets are spreading out across the cool grass. A slight mountain breeze can be felt as picnic baskets begin to open. It's the Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival. And you're invited to escape into the music. This year's season includes Cool in the Gang, the magical music of Harry Potter, Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture, Kristen Chenoweth, and more, all performing live with the Utah Symphony. And back by popular demand, Utah favorite The Beach Boys are coming to help close out the festival. Beat the heat, break out of the routine, and escape into the music. July 2nd through August 7th in Park City. Tickets are on sale now at DeerValleyMusicFestival.org.
Live Utah Symphony performances are back. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org. KSL News Time 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First, economists say Americans are ready to spend, especially in the leisure industry. They're expected to see 4 months worth of spending during the next 7 months. And third, triple team traffic coverage for your Memorial Day weekend.
A little bit of heavy and slow traffic. Davis County drivers, northbound I-15 going through Layton and Clearfield. And if you're headed to Pineview for the holiday weekend, construction is going to slow you down on SR-39 in Ogden Canyon near the Wildwood area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's another warm one with mostly sunny skies. Temperatures going up to 82 degrees. Back to the 70s tomorrow, though. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Sunny, 76 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
Ahead of Memorial Day, President Biden at Joint Base Langley-Eustis this hour in Virginia, telling military members America owes them a debt of gratitude.
I want to thank you so much, your entire family's service to our country. You're all incredible. You so underestimate how important you are.
The president also reflecting on the great strides he says the U.S. has made in the war against the pandemic. 51% of Americans now fully vaccinated heading into the holiday weekend. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on the big getaway.
The vast majority of those taking a trip this weekend are doing so by car. For those traveling by air, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas has a reminder. Facial coverings are still required inside airports and onboard commercial aircraft.
We are getting out of the COVID-19 pandemic because of a concerted federal effort, and we need to stay strong and really put this behind us.
Michelle Franz in ABC News.
And it's time now for the KSL In-Depth. High school students are helping create and grow a new healing grove in Utah County. They hope it can be a place for people dealing with anxiety or stress to find peace through nature. They planted the garden, planted it, and will help it grow. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is in Lehi with this week's Heart of Utah.
Winding through the trails at Thanksgiving Point and near the waterfalls at Ashton Gardens is this beautiful, shady, secluded spot that's going to mean so much more to many people in the years to come.
So before we plant this,
on a recent Wednesday, American Fork High School marketing students and football team members all came with shovels in hand to plant new trees and lay down mulch.
Today, this is kind of a really special day because it's the first time we've actually gotten things moving with this project. It's been in the works for a couple of years.
It's good to finally get this project underway because we've been thinking about it for so long.
Lily Miller and Will Matheson are part of DECA, the student marketing club at American Fork High. Their teacher is Mr. Barnum.
Barnum, from the beginning, has been, this is going to be a student-led project, let's go to work. We're a bunch of high schoolers. It's very easy to be like, that's wrong. You got to do this instead. But he's let us make our own mistakes. He's let us grow as we're doing this project. We've really felt an ownership and just a connection to this place.
They wanted to create a place that could be a natural way for people to find healing and peace.
We have our community circle, which will allow areas for groups to meet, for individuals or families, just to kind of enjoy each other's company in nature.
Oftentimes nature is what really connects you back to just feeling calm. And we wanted to make this so people could have a place to go to reset, to recharge their batteries.
Thanksgiving Point Horticulture Coordinator Sarah Allred was proud of the fast work by these students and football players behind her.
One, two, three.
They are just working so fast. If we have to come out here and do these, you know, with our small crews, it takes a really long time. They busted out these trees, and honestly, like, well, the football guys came in like 30 minutes. We've had neat opportunities to talk about how to plant trees properly. Hopefully they take it back home, and then I've listened to them teach each other how to do it better, so I love that component of it too.
They have more fundraising to do and are applying for grants.
This is just kind of phase one of a phase three project, and every year we hope to add more plants, more space, more paths, more benches, things like that.
Then a generous contribution from 97th Floor made this first phase possible. It's going to be a couple years before this thing is fully up and running, but we're really excited to get this underway.
If they get to come in here, it'll be kind of separated from the rest of the garden. Hopefully all the trees and shrubs will grow in, still hear the water, and then you can just have some moments of reflection.
We believe that a healthy community stems with the individual first, and so what we're doing is we're healing the community starting with one person.
They call it a great opportunity to help the community, give back to the community, and have this be a part of their future and everyone else as well. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive with Triple Team traffic coverage. Here's Ricky Meese.
All clear. Southbound I-15 downtown to the Utah County line. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways look good. But we do have a little bit of heavy traffic moving eastbound on I-80 approaching the SR-201 junction and then into Willa. We've had the accident. It's been causing a little bit of backup. Northbound Main Street, SR-36 at 300 South to Willa. Michelle?
Well, KSL traffic trooper calling in a crash with possible injuries eastbound Orem Center Street at 400 West. Blocking the right-hand lane. Now, for drivers southbound by 15, looking good from the point of the mountain until you hit Payson. Then you're seeing some congestion between Payson and Spring Lake. Len?
From Layton Parkway to just past Hill-Filled Road, Highway 89, slowing a bit at the lights through the construction of Fruit Heights. South Ogden, Riverdale Road, still tight from 40th Street into Riverdale. Diamond Rental has more than the equipment you'll need for your next project. They also provide top-notch customer service, 11 Wasatch Front locations, and the expertise to help you get your job done. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's check the 7-day forecast with Kristen Van Dyke.
Temperatures are climbing quickly this afternoon, up to 82. Then tonight, partly cloudy and 54 as a weak cold front moves in. 78 Saturday, partly cloudy. And then partly cloudy Sunday with a high of 81. Memorial Day looks really nice, up to 83 with more sunshine. And then temperatures go up from there, up to 90 degrees on Wednesday and in the low to mid 90s by Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
And right now, 76 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Getting ready for a weekend getaway can be a bit hectic. All the packing and food prep for your grilling, you know what I mean. But one thing that is making my life easier is having my groceries delivered by Imperfect Foods. What a great discovery. They have so many unique items, and I don't have to run to the grocery store. I love how Imperfect gathers fresh, imperfect, or excess groceries right from the farmers and producers. Not only does that reduce food waste, but they pass the savings on to me. Plus, it is so convenient. All of my favorites and weekly staples are already in my online grocery cart each week. Things that I can't be without, like eggs, bread, and berries for my protein shakes. Imperfect has more than 500 other grocery items, and it's super easy to change my order if I don't get a chance to use something up. See for yourself how easy it is to get fresh groceries while reducing food waste and saving time and money. Use the code SLC, that's SLC right now. You will get 20% off your first four orders, up to $80 in total savings at imperfectfoods.com.
Troy, this Memorial Day sale is more incredible than I imagined.
And there's more to come. We're even staying open on Memorial Day to give everyone a chance at an epic camping weekend.
If this sale was a national monument, it'd be Mount Rushmore.
If it were a superhero, it'd be Captain Morville.
If it were a sea creature, it'd be a moray eel living at the bottom of the moray on his trench.
That's deep.
I seriously can't think of anything more we could do to kick off camping season. Mega May savings on select RVs?
Check.
No payments till until August on approved credit.
Check.
Theme appropriate celebrity guest endorsement.
Sorry.
No!
Maury Povich turned us down.
Dang it, Maury!
Start your summer off with more this Memorial Day weekend. Right now, Bish's RV is bringing you Mega May savings on select RVs at Bish's.com. No payments until August on approved credit, and we'll even be open on Memorial Day from 9 to 5. We're here to help you have more fun this holiday weekend. Only at Bish's RV in Salt Lake at the previous Access RV, where memories begin.
The Management Minute is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. The concept of optionality is critical if you're planning a career or creating a strategy for your company. A career with low optionality is a brain surgeon. Board-certified brain surgeons are really good at what they do, but the options for changing careers are really very limited. Specialty manufacturing has low optionality because it involves a production line that can't be changed to make anything else. Production lines change with the market. Careers and business strategies with high optionality mean the price of a pivot is much lower. Lower in stress and lower in cost. In low optionality careers, your life is laid out for you. But in high optionality careers, change for the better is always possible. Gain optionality in your career with an MBA from Utah State University. Learn more at HuntsmanMBA.com. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. KSL News Time, 12:54. Video of a passenger punching a flight attendant continues to collect social media views. And ABC's Jim Ryan says the fallout continues for that passenger.
The Boeing 737 was already on the ground in San Diego when an argument between Viviana Quinones and a flight attendant escalated. The flight attendant was struck in the face, losing two teeth. The 28-year-old passenger was taken off the plane in handcuffs, and now she's gotten word that criminal charges aren't her only potential punishment. Southwest Airlines has banned her from flying that carrier for life. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Movies are returning to the box office this weekend. Majority of theaters are back up and running, and they finally have multiple movies to actually show. A Quiet Place 2, Cruella de Vil, and a new Saw movie all open this weekend. A company that makes scrubs for doctors and nurses is seeing a surge in shares after their first day going public. Figs surged more than 35% from their initial public offering yesterday. KSL Drives, two groups are yanking their top endorsements from Tesla vehicles because the company is removing radar on its safety systems. Consumer Reports pulls its top pick status for Tesla's Model 3 and Y vehicles built after April 27th. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 127 points, sitting at 34,592. S&P is up by 14. The NASDAQ up by 62 points. A giant tortoise believed to have gone extinct more than 100 years ago has been found in the Galapagos Islands. Researchers are now preparing an expedition to see if more can be found. The tortoise DNA was compared to other known specimen taken in 1906 to confirm the species.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.